latest team news from clubcall.com. These latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with the very latest on the injury front, because the Magpies have been boosted ahead of this weekend's clash with Fulham because Federico Fernandez has now returned to training. The centre-back, who arrived this summer from Swansea, picked up a calf injury during the Magpies' home defeat to Wolves early this month, and then he missed the 1-0 victory at Huddersfield as a result. However, the 29-year-old could now return to action in Saturday's game with Fulham at St James's Park, after he took a full part in first-team training on Wednesday. Fernandez on Twitter wrote, "Nice to be back training. It was a good session today." There are no guarantees that Fernandez is yet fully match fit, though, and whether or not he will earn an immediate return to Rafa Benitez's starting lineup remains to be seen. Fabian Schär, Jamal Lascelle and Kieran Clark impressed as a back three during last weekend's victory over Huddersfield. Elsewhere, news on the transfer front. Newcastle remain very interested in Miguel Almiron. However, if the deal for him doesn't go through, the 24-year-old who plays for Atalanta United, then in the MLS, then Newcastle apparently are looking at clubs elsewhere. At least two attacking midfielders are reportedly being lined up, although no names as yet. The players, though, in question play their football in Europe. One likely to be available on a loan deal. The other is a cheaper option. However, Paraguay international Almiron remains Newcastle's top target. But as with a lot of recent Newcastle transfer targets, it remains to be seen whether they'll get done. And it appears that the stumbling block, once again, is whether or not Newcastle will be able to afford the player in question. Finally, Salomon Rondon has been named the Newcastle Player of the Month for November. The Venezuelan forward scored twice in the win over Bournemouth and has also scored two more, and that means he's got four goals in his last six games.